News release. Office of the Governor. Lansing. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed 6 bipartisan, common-sense bills which will make our roads safer for Michiganders across the state, whether they're headed to school or clocking in for work. Whitmer also signed a bill honoring Trooper Joel E. Pop, who lost his life in the line of duty during a traffic stop. Each of these bills work to uphold transportation safety and reduce crashes, saving Michiganders' lives, time, and money. Including today's legislation, Whitmer has signed a record 1,416 bipartisan bills into law since taking office. In Michigan, we're focused on fixing the damn roads and making sure people are safe as they go to work, drop their kids off at school, and run errands, said Whitmer. That's why I'm proud to sign this set of common sense, bipartisan bills that better protect safety on the road and will help us reduce crashes, save lives, and put money back in people's pockets. Whether they're driving on them or working on them, these bills will make sure that every Michigander is safe on our roads. House Bills 4132 and 4133, sponsored by State Representative Will Snyder, D. Muskegon, and State Rep. Mike Muller, R. Linden, will work to reduce crashes and protect construction workers by implementing work zone safety cameras in marked areas of the road. Michigan will join 23 other states who currently use this technology that has been proven to reduce speeds and protect construction workers. In 2023 alone, MSP recorded over 8,000 construction work zone-related crashes with 24 fatalities in Michigan. By monitoring speed in our construction zones, this bill will help protect construction workers as they work to fix the damn roads and reduce crashes. Maintaining Michigan's roads is vital for our state's economic development and success, said Snyder, D. Muskegon, House Bill 4132 sponsor. In order to accomplish this, we must first ensure that our road workers are safe while doing their jobs. This legislation will help combat speeding and reckless driving in construction zones, which will protect our essential road workers and drivers alike. Fixing our road is a top priority in our state, said Muller, R. Linden. We must protect the workers that are on the front lines making that progress happen. House Bills 4928, 4929, and 4930, sponsored by State Rep. Nate Shannon, D. Sterling Heights, and State Rep. Tyrone Carter, D. Detroit, will support Michigan schools and our kids' education by allowing school buses to be equipped with a camera system that will track violations for failure to stop. The bill will allocate the funds raised from these violations to return to school districts and be used for transportation safety. These bills will better enforce the laws that keep children safe as they board and exit school buses, promoting community safety and supporting local school districts. As a former teacher, student safety matters a great deal to me. Far too many drivers ignore stop signals on school buses, putting children at risk. This legislation gives law enforcement the tools they need to ensure kids' safe travel to and from school, said Shannon, D. Sterling Heights. We are sending a strong message by holding drivers accountable. Student safety always comes first. Riding the bus to school should be a safe and fun experience for our children, plain and simple, said Carter. We've worked hard to discourage people from dangerously driving around school buses during the pickup and drop-off period. We've put traffic laws and fines in place, and now violators will not only pay fines, but schools will receive a portion of those fines that can be put to use back in the school district. Every step we take to make sure our kids get to and from school safely is a step in the right direction, putting them and their protection first. House Bill 5717, sponsored by State Rep. Amos O'Neill, D. Saginaw, designates a portion of Highway I-75 in Saginaw County as the Trooper Joel E. Pop Memorial Highway. This bill honors the memory of Joel E. Pop, a Michigan State Police trooper who died in the line of duty while responding to a traffic accident in January 2024. It is a bittersweet day. It is a day of remembrance and honor. In May, our hometown tragically lost Trooper Joel E. Pop during a traffic stop, said O'Neill. A portion of I-75 will now bear Pop's name and recognize him, his work and his dedication as a trooper and as a family man. May he always be remembered.